This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
And horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, not a major shock here, as we kind of thought this was going to happen, but Texas quarterback Arch Manning will return to the school for the 2026 season. It was a text message to ESPN's Dave Wilson on Monday night from Arch's dad, Cooper Manning. Said Arch is playing football at Texas next year. Not a shock. The Manning family all kind of said, yeah, he's gonna finish. He's gonna play as long as he can to college level.
Yeah, he didn't want to be drafted in seventh round.
Where are you on Arch Manning? End of the year.
Boy, we're putting a lot of pressure on the guy. When he came out as a freshman, everybody was like, the next generation of Manning. He's supposed to be the best ever.
He's going to be like Peyton Manning with wheels. That was what he's supposed to be.
And so far, he hasn't been.
No.
Let's see.
He was better in the second half. As the second half of the season went on. So I think it's still kind of unknown what kind of quarterback he's going to be. If he'll live up to the Manning name.
Let's not put too much pressure on the kid.
Let's put all of it on him. He's a Manning, Mike. He's a Manning. It's going to happen.
Let's not put too much pressure
on him. Let's put all the pressure in the world on him. another quarterback story. Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola to enter the transfer portal. I heard Washington was of interest.
Oh, well then
I'm joking.
I just wanted to test you.
Said Nebraska and I booed Nebraska.
You booed Nebraska. I don't know why. I don't know why you hate Nebraska.
Because this is Colorado.
Does Dylan Raiola have to tear his ACL now?
Isn't that a Nebraska thing? Don't they tear their ACL?
No, Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. So,
oh, right. He looks like him.
He's trying to be him. He warms up the same. He walks the same. Looks, you know, hair, all that stuff. Bad joke. Sorry. I mic'd it.
Yeah, you did kind of mic'd it. You get a demerit.
Is he good? I didn't watch a lot of Nebraska games. Is he good? I think he had his moments, but.
He had some moments against USC, and then he got hurt, and USC beat Nebraska.
Big Hub says, is he hurt? Is that why?
He did get hurt. USC.
But he's entering the portal because he's seeking a program where he can thrive and best harness his potential while developing for the next steps of his career.
He's not going to go to Washington. Damel. Washington is set at quarterback.
Oh, yeah, they're so good. They're really good. Washington's really good.
At quarterback, DeMond Williams is considered one of the best quarterbacks.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Nobody cares about Washington, okay? In this world that you and I live in, I think you're the only Washington fan in the state of Colorado.
I've run into plenty of Washington fans in the state of Colorado.
Are these your Dungeons and Dragons things?
Plenty of them. Yeah, there are a bunch of us your Dungeons Washington and Huskies fans.
Mavericks Cooper Flagg, youngest in NBA history to score 40. Wow, 18 years old, and he scored 40 points. He had 42 points actually. He topped the previous mark of 37 set by LeBron James back in 2003. They did lose 140-133. to the Utah Jazz. But anytime you're starting to put his name up there against, you know, breaking rookie records, and it's starting. He'll turn 19 on Sunday. Man, I haven't watched a ton of his games. I watched his game against the Nuggets. I watched his first game of the season, and he was so bad. But obviously, he's kicking butt right now. He had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal in an early career performance. He's the 3rd teenager in NBA history with at least 40 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists, joining Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be very good.
He's been good company.
NBA Cup news, Mike. I know you always kind of want to hear this news, but the NBA Cup might be leaving Sin City. They might be leaving Las Vegas. So, I don't know. The league already announced back in September that this would be the last season both the semifinals and championship game will be played at a neutral site. So they're basically acknowledging that a neutral site approach has lacked the energy and enthusiasm. Oh, wait, really? You mean you don't have at least one fan base that gives a crap? You just have a bunch of people that are there before the Blue Man Group perform later that night?
Penn and Teller.
It's a neutral site, which means... And fans aren't, like, diehards aren't traveling to these. Like, nobody cares. How did the NBA mess this up so badly? If you're going to do a cup, I mean, do it the right way. These groups, the groups they have, the group A, group B, and if you, whoever has the best win percentage between the group goes to the playoff thingy. If you're going to do the cup, Mike, you just take one long week. And you go 1 through 30, you just write down the line, Mike. So, I don't know. This whole thing has been so jacked up from the beginning. Now they're complaining because we don't have fan support. People aren't excited.
I think most of the teams wanted to be in Group B because they were like, oh, we get groupies? Oh, what? Group B, never mind.
Nobody wants to go play, bad joke. Nobody wants to go play. Like in the middle of the season, now we've got to go there on top of our regular travel schedule and all that. Now we got to go play maybe potentially an extra game. I'm not in it. I haven't been from the get go. Don't tell me it's snowing when it's 90 degrees outside, man. Don't tell me there's a fake championship before the real championship. Don't tell me this means anything to these players. I don't buy it.
Brady, do they at least get a ring?
Well, they get a banner. The Lakers hung it. If the Nuggets win one of these, I will go on protest, and I will say, no, we don't want to hang the banner for Mickey Mouse championship.
Yeah, it sounds really stupid.
What are you winning? You're not winning anything. If you actually put real meaning behind it, then maybe. And I'm talking like winner of the cup, automatic bid into the playoffs. That's the only way. And I know that's crazy. That's outside the box, right? But that's the only way something like this matters. To you as a fan, what, you know, I've heard people say, well, yeah, but the guys on the team get money. You know, the guys aren't making it. I don't care. I don't care about their money. I mean, I root for people to succeed in life. Yeah, sure, but... You're playing basketball for a living. What good does you getting an extra $300,000 do for me as a fan? I mean, other than I like when players sign contracts with the teams I like. That's cool that they made money, but I like that it happened so that they stick around and play for the team I like. It's not good. 12:15 the time, Michael. Coming up next, we're going to have Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. CSU, I know they start conference play coming up this weekend against Utah State on the men's basketball side. I do want to talk a little bit about Mike and what Sunday's game meant. It was an awesome, we talked to Ali about it too, but the neurodivergent, like inclusivity game, how cool that was and what it meant to Ali's family And Mike did a great story on that, too. So we'll talk about that. Also, the shift into conference play coming up. The Rams are going up against Utah State this weekend. You're going to start this conference playoff with a bang. It's going to be a great game. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Y'all ready for this?
Stocking stuffer.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Download your favorite KFKA podcast today.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
20 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Hole Show, powered by Chevron. The Rams take care of business on the men's basketball side of things against Northern New Mexico. Not a big shocker there, but you got to play the game. Talking to us a little bit about Colorado State, as he tends to do on Tuesdays, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, if I don't talk to you next week, I think I will. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, my friend.
And the same to you. I think I really feel, though, after that intro, I've got to say, I want more Kyle Bell.
You want more Kyle Bell? We'll get more Kyle Bell.
That was the chant when he was here.
Oh, I mean, it's a great chant. Yeah.
That was right around the time that skit came out on SNL and there were t-shirts made.
Oh, it's great. Do you happen to have any of those old ones?
I do not.
Kyle's got to have some, right?
I would hope that Kyle has one.
All right. We'll make that happen, Mike, hopefully in the future. Yeah. I'm going to ask at least. All I can do is ask.
You got to ask Kyle if he's got one of those shirts. I'm sure he does.
Hey, man, I just want to say, too, you did a great piece last week. I mean, you tend to do that, but this one kind of hits home with me personally, with my family dynamic. And I know last week the build-up to the Northern New Mexico game, it wasn't just about Northern New Mexico. It was an awesome day. It was the Neurodiversity Inclusion Day, and we know we talked to Ali last week, of course, about his family and his wonderful children and his daughter, of course. And you did such a great piece on that, man. You described it so well. So I'm being sincere with you. I don't do that a lot, Mike, but that was really well done. Just the way you introed that, the way you began, I think that really probably hit home with a lot of people that are going through some similar experiences as families like Ali's and even mine.
Are you telling me that you're generally not sincere with me? That you're just lying to me all the time?
Well, I'm true with you. I'm not like touchy feely, you know. Like, yeah, Mike, come here, give me
God.
A hug, man. You know,
well, that would be an HR violation.
If that would mean if next time I see you, if you want a hug, I'll give you a hug.
Okay, bro. Hug.
Okay.
No, it was fun to sit down and. So a lot of things struck me about doing this piece. One, when I went over to talk to Mallory and Mila, the idea was to make Mila as obviously as comfortable as possible. And she chose that she wanted to do the interview in her room. and I thought by just watching how she was setting herself up was the best way to describe Mila and how she handles her day to day. So I wanted to show Mila as the young little lady that she is. She's phenomenal. And I did want to make it a point of, like, I'm sure you're aware of this too, with your family situation. Autistic children don't often look you in the eye when they're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to make it a point of, Mila did that a couple of times. So I really wanted to humanize the little girl and what she's about. And she's phenomenal. And just like you've learned in raising an autistic child, I mean, they're phenomenal. They are people. They are phenomenal people. And the other thing that struck me about this was, too, was talking to Ollie and Mallory. This has been in a plan for them ever since he got into coaching, that if he ever, and this was before Mila was born, if they ever got the opportunity to have a platform, that they would use it to do something good with. And now that Ollie's the head coach, this is what's going to happen.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That to me is impressive. It was in the story. They talked about the fact that, and Ollie admits, a lot of it has to do with Mallory and the person she is. her background as a nurse and the fact that she's always been about helping people or whatever. And then I thought, you know, for Ollie, it was really important. He really praised his wife in finding the information that they needed because he felt overwhelmed. But she kind of went about trying to find all the information that they needed. And that's helped him be a better father, and it's helped her be a better mother. But they also wanted to let people know, look, there are multiple avenues out there. There are multiple resources that you can use that can help you and your family raise a child with autism. And I think it's important to note that not every autistic child acts the same. And it was interesting when Mallory was talking about like Mila's delayed diagnosis was because most of the research had been done on young boys with autism. Mm. She didn't fit that criteria, so they kept kind of going away from
it. Wow.
I agree with you. There was a lot that was good that came out of this.
Yeah.
And it's all due to the Faropeness family.
I love it. I mean, it's so special. And I got to say this, like, Coach texted me. We were talking Saturday, and he's like, hey, I don't know for sure if you're coming to the game, but we have one spot available for someone to be a sweeper on the court with the manager. So we're asking, of course, for my kid, Gavin. And that kind of shows you, like, the difference, too, because with my kid, he will not sit still. And he's somewhat verbal, but he's not going to be able to do an interview with the great Mike Brohard. He's going to be running around. He's probably going to tell you space or show you his toy collection. That's what he's going to do. So I loved that. I'm telling my wife, because we've had some great people in our lives, some great coaches, great people in sports that have said, hey, does your kid want to do this courtside? Does he want to? And we can't do any of that stuff. And I'm like, man, if I were like as a 7-year-old Brady, that would have been the dreams come true. And for my kid, like we're not able to kind of go to those type of settings, hopefully someday. But man, that just speaks again to Ollie's character reaching out, offering that. Like my wife was in tears just thinking about that. It's a special family, man. Obviously, the basketball side is fun, but my goodness, CSU's got a good one.
And everybody, because it was going to be a lot of things to him. Like he said after the game, this was bigger than basketball. He recognizes the big picture, the big world of a lot of things, and I think that genuinely comes across with both Ollie and Mallory. They're very giving people, and they're going to continue to use his platform to do that. And again, I thought it was interesting, like you were just talking about Gavin and the differences between him and Mila. That's another thing they were talking about, is not every autistic child is the same. Like Mila does share some of the similarities. Like they have to bring a lot of toys with her to a game. But she could be sensory overload at a loud arena. Maybe Gavin's not, you know?
Yeah.
There's just differences. And I think that's why awareness is so important. And then the fact that they were really touched that Temple Grandin wanted to be a part of this too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's such a legacy in this environment.
Yeah, no, the whole thing leading up to it was phenomenal. And again, just great story. On that said, I think the awareness part is so, because I didn't know anything. I've got a nephew that's also autistic, but he is completely different than both Mila and Gavin. And, you know, I didn't notice, I didn't even know he was autistic until they fully got him diagnosed. And then, oh, okay. But he's 100% verbal. He's playing basketball. He's doing all this stuff. And he's like 11 or 12. But I'll never forget, I told Ollie this too, Mike. When we got Gavin, when he was diagnosed at like 3 or whatever, we then set an appointment, a follow-up with our pediatrician. And we love our pediatrician. He's great. He retired since. But I'll never forget, like this just shows you the awareness side. He told us, hey, you know, maybe he's going to just be awkward at cocktail parties. And so for us, like young parents, like, oh, okay, that's the worst we have to deal with, that he's going to be awkward. No, not really. But that's why I think these kind of events, they spread awareness in a lighter setting. And what you guys, what so many different booths, so many different professionals, people, because not every kid's the same. So there's different outlets and different opportunities for depending on the parents, depending on the situation.
Yeah, and I think that's the amazing message that they were able to get out, is that whatever your situation is, whatever way your child, your autistic child, displays these things, there's somebody out there that can help you with this and help you develop the child and help them learn about it. And to me, I know, in speaking with you, you've done this with Gavin. They're doing this with Mila. You want them to be comfortable with who they are.
Yeah.
They've never presented this as a stigma about Mila, because we all know what labels can be like for young kids. But it's like when I asked Mila about that directly, I go, you know, how do you feel about a label of autism? She goes, a lot of my friends are autistic. So it's not a label to her. And I think that's, you know, bravo to Al and Mal for letting her wear this like a badge of honor and not something that could make her different in other people's eyes.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It was a special, special weekend. Hey, and the Rams got the dub out of northern New Mexico. Mike, I kind of expected that to happen, but you got to still play the game.
Yeah, you do. You know, and it was interesting because, you know, you're still playing without Bimba, and then Jorgensen sat out the game, you know, just precautionary stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, now all of a sudden you're getting ready to go into conference play. You're coming into it 9-2. You're feeling really good about things. You've gotten some lessons taught to you, and you've learned from them. You found a little bit about what your team is and where it can still improve. I think primarily that's going to be on the defensive end. But the encouraging part is that they do think they are still going to get better. And if you remember last year when this team was a completely different team, so I always hate saying it's this team, same school colors, right? Same school. But they were 5-5. They started out a really good offensive team, and by the end of the year, defense was their strength. So that's a pathway that this team would like to follow. Still keep the offense up in the way it's going, but become more connected as a defensive team. All I will tell you, we are not an elite defensive team yet, but we could get there, and that's what they'll keep striving for.
Well, an amazing start. You know, what a non-conference schedule for Colorado State to get, you know, 9-2. And this, I think you and I talked about a couple weeks ago, like what this Mountain West is going to look like. It's going to be a heck of a battle on Saturday, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, I think it is. I think in some ways this is a good place for the team to start, right? You don't start at home. You don't ease into it with somebody that's in the bottom half. You're going to go straight to the top part of what's expected in the Mountain West, and you're going to play them on your court. So a lot of new faces on this team are going to understand what the Mountain West season is going to be about. Utah State is a tough team. They are a tough place to play, right? So you open up with that. You'll be ready when it's time to go to the Pit. You'll be ready when it's time to go to Viejas. You'll be ready when it's time to go to Boise, because it won't be brand new to you, right? So, yeah, open up at Utah State. Let's go. Let's tip off the season. Let's see how it plays out.
You mentioned Bemba, and you mentioned Jorgensen, too. With Kyle, was it more of, hey, you know, because I know he kept grabbing that left elbow. I'm not 100% sure what it was, but is he all systems a go for him this weekend?
But yeah, everything I've been told is all systems go. They just wanted to hold him out, didn't want to make anything worse. And yeah, Northern New Mexico was not, they were not going to challenge them inside even without him. And that's the other part of it. I mean, when you get both of those posts back playing and healthy, especially with Bemba, he gives you that defensive anchor down low, right? That's what kind of they've been missing. And they're learning to play defense as a team without him. It'll be easier to play team defense with him.
Yeah, any ideas when we can expect Bemba back, Mike? I mean, within a couple weeks, you think? Or
all he talked about that was a break coming up, that he thought it wouldn't be too deep into the conference season when he's back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good news. Mike, what are you working on, man? We can check out CSURams.com as always.
I'm actually, I've been doing some work on the conference season. So like I'll have a story out tomorrow about the women and their feelings going into the conference season, because they're also 9-2.
Right.
They've won 10 straight road games. They open up on the road. So that's a place where they're really comfortable now. They're also a team. They've got the best net in the Mountain West right now as you head into conference play. They've got a quad one win because of that win at Gonzaga. So they're playing really well, and they have their sights set on a Mountain West championship. They haven't won one in the regular season since 2017. They haven't won the tournament title since 2016. But they've played well, and again, they really feel like they can still get better. Though one of their strengths has been defensively early on.
Red hot basketball going on for Colorado State. Mike, always appreciate it, man. And I think I'll be in next week. I'm not sure. But if I'm not, you know, happy holidays to you, man.
I appreciate it. I will be around if you need me. And what did you ask Santa for?
What did I? I don't think I really asked for anything, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, we got a dog last year. We moved to a different place. So, you know, the last year we kind of went crazy with stuff. So I'm pretty content.
So you're content with peace on earth, goodwill towards men?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do the cliche thing. Yeah, that's what I'm rooting
nice
for.
Of you.
Yeah.
That's very holistic of you, Brady.
Very sincere Brady now. That's going to be the new, that's going to be the 2026 Brady.
We're no longer walking on the edge of and getting ready to jump off the cliff.
No, everything, everything's good right now. I mean, you know, CSU's got a brand new head football coach. I'm excited about him. The Broncos are probably going to win the Super Bowl, Mike. The Nuggets are probably never going to lose again. The Avs probably literally will never lose again. Local basketball in the area is fantastic. I mean, you know, it's all good, man.
I noticed you didn't mince the Colorado Rockies, though.
They're hiring a bunch of new people. They're getting people in, Mike. I don't know. I mean, they're getting Browns people. You tell me. You tell me if I should be excited about the Rockies. No.
Yeah.
All right, man. Mike,
I see a bunch of front office people coming in. I don't see anybody that swings a bat or throws a ball. I
haven't seen many of those names. Haven't seen many names. So
I'd like to see a guy who can like hit a ball a long way come in.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, or maybe, a guy that can strike people out.
Or maybe like two or three of those guys would be fantastic, you know?
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Mike, my friend, Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Season's greetings, Brady.
You too, man.
Into Micah, too.
Yeah. Oh, into Micah? Okay. You are feeling good today, man. You are feeling good. All right. Thanks,
hey,
man.
Come on. Brady, Micah's great. You know it. I know it.
Oh, yeah. Pass. Pass. Pass.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
You're my favorite guest.
There goes our goodwill towards men.
Thing. There's exceptions. You know, I can't change all the way, Mike. It's a slow build.
Okay, you do that.
All right, bro. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
All right, man. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. No, that was a great piece they did. And as I'm reading it, you know, parents tend to do this. You tend to compare your kids, right? You compare. And with parents that have kids on the spectrum, you try not to do it in an unhealthy way, but you tend to look and go, oh, they don't have this. They don't seem to have this kind of challenge, you know, at first glance, or this kind of challenge, but you just never know. And that's why, as we learn more about autism, the best thing you can do is just, I think Ali, the bracelets they have is like lead with curiosity, is drop the judgmental stuff, man. And I've been guilty of it. And as I've learned, Gavin's taught me a hell of a lot more than I've taught him. No story's the same, so you got to try to treat it that way. 37 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, I'm asking this question. Rams fans, this is for you. Tyson Summers is coming back. Tyson Summers will be back with Colorado State football for the 2026 season. Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports first reported the news, and multiple sources have confirmed the move to Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan. Is that odd? Now, Summers, the Rams finished the 2025 season second to last in the Mountain West in scoring defense, 30.8 points per game allowed. and last in total defense, 426 yards per game allowed. They were last in the league in rushing defense, 205 yards per game, and seventh in passing defense, 221 yards per game. Now, they had a ton of injuries, but doesn't everybody? A lot of people do. Sometimes certain programs can have a little bit more, it seems, but... Now, is that odd to you, Mike, that Jim Mora's going to retain Tyson Summers?
Certainly unexpected.
It was unexpected.
I thought maybe he'd be a defensive coordinator somewhere, maybe Big Sky.
Well, remember how he was so...
He was assistant defensive interim.
And he was like upset with Justin Michael's question that he asked, you know, would you consider coming back to CSU if the opportunity presented itself? And I'm not sure if... Summers didn't respond, like, he bristled. And I don't know if his response was, well, obviously I would welcome that, or hell no. I always thought that was odd, but turns out he was more upset that the question made it sound like he wouldn't be back. And now he took over as the interim coach. They didn't get an interim boost at all. Gave up 28 points to Wyoming. Wyoming, when do they score 28 points, you know? Well, even CSU's defense. I got some text on this one. The Ram U says, I mean, I like him as a coach, but when we are increasing the head coach salary by $500,000, paying a $1.5 million buyout and adding an additional $2 million to the assistant coach salary, I was hoping for some big splashes. Yeah, and I just had a text. Is that the Stomp Stomp Magoo guy? The guy that got really pissed in the last game? Yeah, that's him. He's going to stick around. He's going to be the DC again.
All right, so here's a thought.
Oh, boy.
I think a lot of the reason why defensively they weren't so good is maybe offensively they weren't so good.
They were on the field a lot.
I mean, you can't blame it all on the offense, but there at some point, if your offense is trash and your defense isn't elite, they're not going to be very good.
Well, and if you're a coordinator,
why not give them another chance?
And you don't have the weapons, you don't have the guys. You know, they lost a lot to the transfer portal last year. Welcome to the world.
Now you have the Mora.
You have the Mora, yeah.
And the Mora can bring in some defenders.
I guess I just thought maybe he'd have a lot more contacts that could be better than Tyson Summers. I don't really have anything against Summers remaining as the DC, because you're right, it was one of those seasons where you can just say everything that was going to go wrong did go wrong for Colorado State. John says, does it matter how I feel? I trust Mora's 40 years of experience. It does, yeah. I mean, it matters, fans.
Ticket sales.
Yeah, I mean, you stop going to Jay Norvell's stuff and look what happened there. Tyson is also
more offensive, though.
Tyson has also served under Kirby Smart and had a solid defense under Mel Tucker at Colorado. Let's do this. Okay. Yeah. I'm not against it. Who's our OC? Don't know that information just yet. I don't mind it one bit. I love the aggressive defense. The injuries in an offense that couldn't stay on the field weren't helpful. Considering he was not cool to Justin, who Justin Michael DNVR, not sure I'm a fan anymore. And even funnier now that it worked out. Yeah, that was an odd question, an odd exchange between the reporter. Certainly a shocker. Big Hub says, I mean, I guess give Summers another chance. Yeah, sure. Go for it. If you have the guys for him. Eastside Chris texting in, is Mora okay? If Mora is okay with it, then go with it. I'm sure he can nix the decision. Well, he can just find a new DC at the end of next season. Could it be this too, Michael? New coach, you've got 400 million things to do. This guy's not bad. His resume's not that bad. So let's just leave one more thing off my plate for now. And then we'll see how, we'll focus on the offense right now. And we'll see, because again, Mora is a defense. He's got a defensive background. He's a defensive coach. So is he more of the mindset of, it's going to be my defense, but you're going to be the one coordinating it? So why add that to my stress when I got to figure out they just signed the recruiting class, they got to get the transfer portal cooking, still got to fill out the coaching staff. Let's leave that one, because Tyson Summers is fine. Let me just say that he's fine. Not great, not bad, fine. But if you're a defensive-minded coach, do you more so say, I'm just going to go with this guy for now because I got 500 million things to do?
And you could make the Summers decision in spring or summer.
Mm-hmm.
What? Or late fall.
What did you say?
You could make the Summers decision in spring or summer or late fall.
Let me please read something that actually adds to the show. Go Pokes, care to guess where the Rams are going to struggle with Mora? No, enlighten me, Go Pokes. Defensively? Is that where you're going with this?
Special teams?
I'm willing to give Summers another chance. I mean, like the texter said, does it matter what we want? We can talk about it. It's what makes the world go round is fans' opinions on these teams and these coaches and such. You guys spoke loudly about Jay Norvell, and look what happened. 49 minutes after the hour, let's wrap up hour number one. Coming up in the final, we got buy or sell. UNC Bears, very big test tonight against Texas Tech. Also, Bo Nix, I'm going to talk about it. I'm experiencing something I've never experienced with a quarterback with the Broncos. We'll talk about it. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
We're gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the States. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
I think we just talked ourselves into it. We're good with Tyson Summers coming back as DC. I'm good. Yeah. You got things to do.
I'm not good anymore.
You're going to be a better recruiter than Jay was. You're going to give him better players. Yeah, I'm good with it. So Tyson Summers back. I'm giving you my opinion. Just give him another shot. He's got a good resume. Last year, not great. But last year sucked. Last year was terrible. Shocked. But we're good. We're good here. Buy or sell. Coming up next, Mike.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.